Hello, friends. I'm Malcolm Dido, Executive Director of Freedom Within Project. Today, I'm grateful to share a conversation with someone whose voice carries a great deal of wisdom and lived experience, Zaki Hutchison. Zaki is a member of our board of directors and someone who spent many years doing transformative work both inside and outside prison walls. After serving more than 21 years in prison himself, Zaki returned home with a deep commitment to helping others rebuild their lives. Today, he works with the GRIP Training Institute and supports returning citizens during those critical first 90 days after their release from incarceration. In this conversation, Zaki reflects on what he's seen inside prison, what people often misunderstand about incarcerated individuals, and why he believes the work of emotional intelligence and literacy, accountability, and healing is so very essential, not only for individuals, but for the health and safety of our communities. It's a thoughtful and wide-ranging conversation, and I'm truly grateful to Zaki for his openness and generosity in sharing his story. I hope you find it as meaningful as I did. Let's begin.
I am here with Zaki Hutchison, member of the Freedom Within Project board, and also someone that has had his hands in this work for quite some time on both sides of the wall. So we wanted to take this opportunity to have an informal interview with Zaki, who brings a lot of lived experience to this conversation. And Zaki, I wanted to welcome you and offer a bow of gratitude to you for being of service in this way. And I'm looking forward to having a little conversation together.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Malcolm.
Always great to be with you. So first off, Zaki, I just wanted to get a sense from you. Maybe you'd be willing to share with the audience here. What was it that first drew you to Freedom Within? And tell us a little bit about the genesis of how you got involved with the organization.
Well, what drew me to Freedom Within was a very good friend of mine, and actually, it was my my personal therapist, and he had worked with you gentlemen once before in another organization called the Mankind Project. And after him and I had went to a convention together, he had mentioned that your organization was here in the Bay Area where I am currently located, and that I would be a great organization to connect with. And so after doing my own due diligence and doing some background checks on this organization, I found it to be in alignment with my thought processes and how I care to show up in the world. And so that's what kind of brought me to it. And then I got a chance to meet Malcolm and we just started moving forward from there.
Yeah, it's been a beautiful journey to this point.
Yeah, met you and Malcolm and Jay, and I've just been involved ever since.
And let me ask you, Zaki, what is the change in the world that you hope to see through your involvement with Freedom Within?
Well, the change that I hope to see is a shift from punishment only thinking to transformation, healing, center type justice, more of a restorative justice type platform within the correctional system.
Yeah.
I want to see a world where people are not defined solely by their worst crimes or the things that they have done in their lives, but by their willingness to grow, to repair harm, and to contribute positively to the greater society. as a person who was formerly incarcerated myself, I can make a firm testimony to the vast wealth of knowledge and intelligent people that I have come across who was incarcerated, and people who have done transformative work who deserve a second chance. So through my involvement with Freedom Within, I hope to create a more justified criminal justice system where healing is just not an afterthought, but a core priority, if you know what I'm saying. In the work that I do in my current position, we try to normalize emotional intelligence, accountability. We do trauma-informed growth inside of the prisons, and we just don't change individuals' lives. We change their families, the community, and hopefully it'll be a positive generational outcome as a result, as a byproduct of
absolutely
what I hope to see this work does. So I hope that answered your question.
Absolutely. And of course, you just identified a few of the core values of Freedom Within Project as well. So I think we're all holding that vision, and it dovetails beautifully actually into the next question that I wanted to ask you, which is, what is it that you really wish people knew about not only this work that we do, but this population?
Well, I wish that people understood that most individuals inside are carrying a lot of unresolved trauma that goes all the way back to what we call ACEs, which is adverse childhood experiences.
Right.
A lot of the men and women and youth have a lot of unprocessed grief, and they develop learned survival behaviors, and they're not inherently evil, you know. And as I had mentioned, being formerly incarcerated myself for over 21 years, 9 days and 8 hours, I've met people who just weren't inherently evil. They just made mistakes in their lives.
That's right.
And so, I share with people all the time that I work with, their crimes don't define them as who they are. You know, those were just moments in time. And so many were never taught emotional regulations. They don't know how to deal with conflict in positive ways that they can have resolution or healthy relationship skills. So that's just a lot of baggage to carry. And then you don't have anyone to help you process that, you know, it makes it even worse. And so the reality that only about 10% of incarcerated individuals in California who are obsessed with needing like anger management or emotional literacy groups or programs actually have a chance to receive it is just staggering.
It is staggering.
I mean, like I say, unfortunately, in the 35 different prisons in the state of California, only a select few, which are geographically located, either, you know, close to San Francisco or close to Los Angeles or maybe close to San Diego, would receive the volunteers to go in and actually provide these type of programs. And so that means that the majority of them are expected to return to society without ever being given the tools that research clearly shows reduces recidivism.
That's right.
The Freedom Within Project, I feel, addresses that gap directly. What Freedom Within does is not solve programming. It's it's not like one of those programs like AA or NA where people can just sit there and just get a chrono or whatever for just sitting there, you know. And Freedom Within, you know, I know it builds people skills, soft skills, emotional skills, and it's accountability work, I feel. And it's prevention work.
I love to use the word prevention work. That is exactly what we're about. I think for all of us that are involved in this kind of work, it is so, as you said, you use the word staggering, that there is not broader access to these healing programs that are typically sponsored by community-based organizations like ours. So the need is obviously there, and we're trying to fill what is an unmet need, us and many other organizations in this space, right? So, you know, how can we possibly expect an individual who hasn't been able to access these tools to have any level of success once they hit the streets, right? It's as you and I both know, it's a setup for failure.
That's correct.
So are there any particular anecdotes or stories about this work that really hit home for you and not only hit home for you, but but sustain you in doing this work?
Well, seeing that I'm 6 years removed from being incarcerated,
right,
and I'm able to go back in the position that I'm in now, and share my story and hopes and inspiration to other men. What sustains me the most are those moments when someone connects the dots. When the participant says, you know, Zaki, I've never looked at it that way before. Or when they take responsibilities without minimizing or blaming, you know, the victim or society or the police or the judge, right, or anybody. I mean, I've seen individuals who once responded to every conflict with anger learn how to pause, identify triggers, and choose differently. One of the things that I help men to understand and teach is things that I still use today, which, you know, one of the tools I use is called Q-tip, which for me stands for quit taking it personal. And then another one I share with them is stop. Stop, observe, think, and process. You know, that shift from reaction to reflection, just that pause, is powerful.
Yes.
And that is the foundation to public safety, I do believe. The most meaningful stories aren't really dramatic. They're quiet. It's like a father learning how to communicate with his children in a healthy way. Or a man writing an apology letter rooted in real accountability.
Right.
Or a woman recognizing for the first time how trauma has shaped her choices. You know, these are the people and the moments that sustain me, because they're proof that change is possible.
I couldn't agree with you more, based on my experience and sitting in these circles and seeing those lights go off, right? Those internal lights, the consciousness where something clicks for someone about the causative factors in their lives that led to the way they are, right? The way, whether it's with respect specifically to the harm they've committed or any other aspect of their life, to see that moment of realization is incredibly powerful. The moment of insight when someone has that level of awareness, perhaps even for the first time in their life, right? That is an absolute game changer, right? That has the capacity to completely shift the trajectory of someone's life.
I totally agree.
So in terms of a lot of the upheaval that that we're seeing today, politically, socially, culturally, why do you feel like this work is still so vital in the midst of all that upheaval?
Well, that's a good question. That's really a good question. I'm thinking, so I feel that this work is vital in times of social and this current political upheaval, because people tend to become more polarized. People are very polarized right now. Fear has increased. Blame has increased. And people's retrenchment has increased. That's exactly why this work is vital. If we want to offer safer communities, we just got to invest in the internal transformation of people who I guess will eventually return, you know, yeah, to society. You know, a lot of the guys are coming home, and nearly everyone in prison, you know, hopefully will come home. But the question is, do we want them to return with a deeper resentment and untreated trauma? Or do we want them to come back with the emotional tools and the accountability skills that are needed so that they can become positive and productive tax-paying citizens? So I feel that the Freedom Within Project is very proactive in public safety.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you spoke earlier about that, it's that striking statistic that only 10% of this population ends up having access to these programs, right? Well, I you know, that continues to just boggle the mind, I think, for most people probably don't have any idea that that's even the case. But as you know, Zaki, we're launching a campaign this spring to raise $25,000 for Freedom Within's expansion, which will allow us to grow our program into new institutions and ultimately connect more folks who want to do this healing work and give them a chance to do so, right? So given that statistic, what would you say to someone who might be considering a gift or is thinking about stepping up as a fundraiser?
So to a potential donor, I would say this. If you care about a safer community where you live, stronger families, and breaking the cycle of harm, then this is one of the most practical investments that you can make. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Right now, despite increased rhetoric around rehabilitation, access remains extremely limited in a lot of these remote prisons. And as I said, only about 10% of those assessed as needing emotionally literacy or anger management programs actually receive it, Malcolm. And that's not a resource issue. It's a priority issue. You know, fortunately, the CDCR is kind of backing away from that rehabilitation mode. The pendulum is swinging back in the other direction where it's going back towards punishment.
That's right.
And so with this $25,000 campaign, Freedom Within, I hope and can will expand into new prisons and maybe become directly increasing that access to people who are actively seeking change. These aren't individuals being forced into any mandatory programming.
Exactly.
They're raising their hands and volunteering and asking for the tools that Freedom Within offers to help them to heal and grow. So I do feel that a gift to this campaign doesn't really just fund classes. It funds interruptions of generational trauma and hurt and pain, and it funds reduced recidivism rates. It funds restored families and reconnections of families. And it funds safer neighborhoods and communities.
That's right.
So stepping up as a fundraiser would mean that you're just not just giving, but you're multiplying impact. You're multiplying the ripple effect. You're multiplying that ripple effect. And so I would tell a donor that this is a moment where action actually matters. If you believe in transformation, then we must invest in it.
And given your lived experience, Aki, you know that better than anyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a walking, living testimony that this transformative work works. I mean, after spending 21 years, 9 days, and 8 hours, I could have been one of those individuals to come home with resentment and unprocessed trauma and, you know, hating the world.
That's right.
But instead, I utilized that time in groups like Freedom Within to understand, you know, the things that trigger me, to understand how to develop emotional intelligence, to understand what it's like to have empathy for survivors and victims of crime, you know, and to, number one, to just stop my violence.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, I mean, yeah, I would definitely tell a donor that this would be something to truly invest in.
And I can't tell you how many, you know, letters or phone calls I get from incarcerated folks that have, for one reason or another, heard of our program and are hungry for this work, right? Mm-hmm. And so, so having resources that will support our expansion is an absolutely critical piece for right now, because we know the demand is there, right? That is not an issue. The demand is clearly there, and you spoke so articulately about the widespread ripples of this work, right? You know, the ripples start, of course, within. That's where it starts. And then when an individual is able to develop that insight and start to heal some of that trauma, that, of course, impacts their families, right? And then they perhaps will get to the point where they are going before the parole board and hopefully be found suitable, and then have the opportunity to bring healing to the very communities in which they've caused harm. And that is a cycle where that is breaking the cycle of harm and creating a cycle of healing.
That is why people should donate, you know, to this 25,000 campaign, because if I'm not mistaken, Freedom Within plans to expand into two more prisons. Am I correct?
That's absolutely correct.
And so, Malcolm, reaching these people who are actively asking for a chance to do better is just mandatory. I mean, I feel that it's just mandatory and it's incumbent upon us.
Yes.
You know, I do realize, you know, that not everyone inside is ready. You know, not everyone is ready to take that journey, but many are. And right now, the majority just don't have access to programs like Freedom Within to meet that need.
Exactly.
You know, so as someone who has personally benefited from doing this type of deep accountability, emotional work, I can tell you firsthand, Malcolm, that it changes how you think. It changes how you respond. It just changes how you show up in life, you know? And when one good person changes, their families change.
That's right.
Their children experience something different. Cycles of violence are interrupted.
That's right.
So, I would tell a donor a gift here is just not charity. It's not charity. It's an investment in measurable transformation in safer communities. This is measurable.
That's right.
Transformation requires opportunity, and opportunity requires resources. So I would tell a donor, this is a part of being a part of that bridge.
And ultimately, it matters to all of us.
Of course. You have to ask yourself, you know, out of the over 100,000 people who are incarcerated in the state of California alone, what kind of people do you want coming home?
Exactly.
What kind of people do you want in your neighborhood? You know, I want people who are not hurt, because hurt people hurt people. But the type of work that we do, heal people.
That's exactly it.
And going one step further, free people.
Mm-hmm. Zaki, I want to thank you so much for, first and foremost, being a part of this transformational work in all the ways that you are, supporting Freedom Within in the ways that you do, and just telling your story and broadcasting this message, which for you is a result of some very profound lived experience. And your voice really matters in this conversation. So my deepest thanks to you for everything you do to support this work.
It's all about being of service right now. I'm just trying to give back.
We really appreciate that, brother.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Zaki. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this conversation with Zaki Hutchison. I'm deeply grateful to Zaki for sharing his experience and his perspective so openly. Voices like Zaki's remind us that transformation is not just an idea. It's something that happens when people are given the space, the tools, and the community support to reflect honestly and grow. At Freedom Within Project, we see this kind of transformation unfolding every week inside our healing circles in California prisons. If this conversation resonated with you, I invite you to stay connected with our work. You can learn more, hear additional stories, and follow the growth of this community by subscribing to our newsletter or visiting our website at freedomwithinproject.org. Thank you so much for being a part of this expanding circle.